Today you are listening to Middle Child Podcast.
Middle Child Syndrome!
Middle Child Syndrome Podcast. And today we are going to be talking about...
We're going to be talking about just one person. One very special person. One extremely important person. I know what you're thinking. No, it's not me. Whilst I am extremely important and special, that's not who we're talking about. No, we're also not going to be talking about Dolly Parton. Nope, we're not talking about Dolly Parton. I'm not sure you would know who Dolly Parton is. Today we're going to be talking about...
Me!
Yes, that's right. What happened at the weekend, Rafferty?
It was my birthday.
Woo-hoo.
I am now 9 years old.
You're now 19 years old.
No, nine.
T.
No, nine.
T9?
No, just regular nine.
Just a regular nine. Are you sure you're not just upside down six?
No.
You might be upside down six and you don't know.
I am now nine.
He's nine. Woo-hoo.
Yeah. And with my birthday came a lot of gifts that I very much enjoyed.
That's right. So Rafferty had a birthday weekend. It wasn't necessarily the birthday weekend we had planned.
No.
But
I think it's just... I think it was just as enjoyable.
Excellent. Well, that is excellent to hear. I'm really pleased. So we there's a place near us called the X1 Gaming Saloon? No.
The
plan was that we would... Rafferty and seven of his closest friends?
Yeah.
We're going to go there and spend a couple of hours playing games. Because what they have is they have a bunch of Nintendo Switches or a bunch of Xboxes.
Well, they only have two Nintendo Switches, but a lot of Xboxes.
Yeah, they have a bunch of Xboxes. And they have, they're all connected up to the internet. They've all got headsets. And you sit down and there's comfy beanbags and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of you can just play games for a couple of hours. So that was the plan. Because we did that last year for your birthday? Or was it the year?
Yeah, it was last year.
But unfortunately... We're in a lockdown situation. Coronavirus is still running wild. So we had to shelve those plans. We might do it later in the year, I think.
Maybe.
Is what we'll look to do. So instead, Rafferty had a very different birthday. It was a home birthday with friends. Well, no, wait, no friends. With family.
Yeah.
And those closest to him.
So family.
Yes. So it started early on the Saturday morning, for his birthday was on Saturday.
Yeah, I got up... Went upstairs, said hello to my mum, and then I went downstairs and then said hello to you and Clementine.
And what did you spot when you got downstairs?
Clementine having some pancakes.
Was she having pancakes already?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, cool. And you're like, it's pancakes for breakfast, Rafferty, because you love pancakes and it's your birthday, having pancakes.
Yay! And then I also spotted a giant purple Pokemon balloon with a giant Pokeball at the top.
Did your mum say the other day that the woman told her... So we bought the balloon from a local balloon... I was going to say enthusiast, but that's the wrong word. That's someone who flies balloons. Someone who sells party balloons. Apparently she told your mum that big... There's a great big Pokeball balloon on the top of this stack of purple balloons.
Yeah.
That it won't deflate, ever. So it would just stay...
That probably means it's made of helium.
I mean, yeah, but...
That's why they had to weigh it down with a literal thing made of stone.
Has it got an actual stone? Maybe it's a special pokey stone. But yeah, so that's cool. So in theory, you could have that giant inflatable ball until you were an old man, until you're actually 90.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
It would.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
And to be honest, kind of awkward when you move house. But your partner would be like, Rafferty, you've had this balloon since you were 9 years old. We can't keep moving it from house to house. It's ridiculous.
Why not?
Rafferty, we live in Japan now. I'm not moving the balloon to Norway when we move to Norway at the end of the month. That's ridiculous.
But Japan is where... Actually, I don't know that. I was about to say Japan is where Pokemon made, but I don't actually know where Pokemon was made.
I think it's a Japanese thing.
Oh. Well, then, yeah.
I certainly think that the game studio is based in Japan.
Well, then... But we're in Japan and we have to have the Pokemon balloon because it was made in Japan.
It's fine to have it in Japan, but we're not taking it with us when we move to Norway, Rafferty. I support your decision to move your career from YouTuber to troll hunter, but I'm not taking the balloon.
Okay.
And then you can just release it into the sky. And it'll float high,
balloon!
And then unfortunately it will hit a light aircraft, causing a crash, which is terrible.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to leave Japan even quicker!
So next we're going to talk about my wonderful presents.
Oh, yeah.
If any of my other family members are listening to this...
They certainly will be.
Yeah. Then I very much enjoyed my presents. They were really good. Especially the one that gave me a pro controller. That one was really good. Thank you a lot for that.
So you got a few bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So from your mum, so Rafty has something called a Go Henry card.
Yeah.
Which is great because, you know what it is.
It's a credit card for adults. I mean for children.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it before. And so you know people can add gifts and that are only available on a certain day. So that's when you see them. So in this case, several of your family members loaded cash onto the Go Henry card, and then when it was the 9th, when it was your birthday, it was like, whoop, whoop, yeah!
Oh, yeah, baby, these are presents.
And, they can write a little message and all the rest of it. And,
yeah.
And so if Rafty had some, because, you know, traditionally, I suppose, you'd get a birthday card with some cash inside.
Yeah.
But this is better than that, because now you've got a card that you can use to buy things as and when you want to. And we'll do more on that later,
yeah.
I think.
Because I bought something special.
Well, in the lead up to your birthday, you bought yourself Cuphead for the Switch, didn't
you? Oh, yeah. If you know what Cuphead is, then, and if you've played Cuphead, well, then it's strange because if you've played Cuphead, then it's yay, but if you've played Cuphead, then it's like, oh gosh, no, no, no.
Is it a no, 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 or is it more like, oh, why is this game so hard?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, so I bought Cuphead, and...
So could you explain, so just in case anyone listening doesn't know what Cuphead is, okay. Maybe you could explain what Cuphead is.
So Cuphead is this little game, little, but very hard. I'm just going to say this before I explain, it's the second hardest game that people have rated after...
Dark Souls.
Yeah, that. And so it starts off with just two little people. Well, they're not really people, they're just cups with bodies.
They have cup heads.
Well, yeah. And they're just running around.
I wonder if that's why they called it Cuphead.
Yeah. And then one day they encounter the Devil's Casino, and it doesn't go well. So then you have to fight lots of bosses to get their soul contracts so you can save your soul from the devil.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
So how'd they wander into the Devil's Casino? That sounds like the sort of place you would be like, I can give that one a miss.
Yeah, but they're cups with heads. Cups with bodies, so what can you say?
What I don't understand about Cuphead is, it appears to be a cup of coffee, right?
It's not, it's milk.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. But why is it's in like a teacup, but there's a straw?
Yeah.
Well, no one drinks through a straw from a teacup.
I mean, Daddy, one of the bosses is...
The other question I've got is, how do they not spill all the stuff that's in the cup?
They kind of do.
Oh. How does it not run out?
Because it's a cup with a body.
Oh, yeah, because it's a magical cup.
Yeah, one of the bosses is literally a giant genie. One of the bosses that I still haven't beat.
Well, if that's the thing, I suppose, isn't it? You mentioned it being difficult. So, unlike a sort of old school game, it's sort of quite an old fashioned type game. It's got a wonderful look. It's got like a 1930s animation look, and it's one of the most visually appealing games I think I've ever seen.
I think if you could buy it, and then like if it sounds good to you, but you can buy it, and then you can have your own suffering.
Well, that's the thing about Cuphead. It is very challenging. So a lot of there's not necessarily levels, as you might have an old game. There's just lots of boss fights, really, isn't
there? And run and gun levels.
Yeah, well, they're more like traditional platform levels, aren't they? It's just they're really, really, really hard.
Yeah, and there's like 15 different things on screen.
Yeah, there's lots of enemies. There's lots of things flying around, and that you get three lives, essentially. You can take three damage for every level, and once that's done, you're start again. And you have to start again from the beginning of the level every time.
Yeah, but you don't have lives like old games.
No.
You're going to keep restarting.
The levels are really difficult. It's really easy to lose health. You only get 3 health. And once you've lost all your health, that's it, back to the start of the level. Even if you're really close to the end, and you have been really close to the end.
I was literally playing it, and I beat one of the bosses that I'd been struggling for ages. I was like, yes! And then, exactly after, I was going to this boss, and I was, like, losing a lot, and then my little cup character was literally, like, he could literally touch the flag with his nose.
And it went wrong.
Yeah, like, because after you die, there's a little thing, there's a little death message, and it shows you how far you got, and it has a little symbol of for your character running, and my little Cuphead dude, his nose was literally, like, half of his body was touching the flagpole.
Yeah.
I literally thought, I could have hit him one more time, and it would have been done. It would have been done.
So close. Yeah. And yet so far.
Just one shot.
Just one tiny hit.
Just one roundabout goes. It's done.
I know.
But instead.
Disappointment, anger,
frustration.
Yeah.
So I'd recommend it, but I also won't recommend it because it's insanely hard and you'll probably all throw your switches at the floor.
Well, that's not good. Don't do that.
No.
No.
So
that happened before your birthday. You treated yourself because you had a little bit of Christmas money.
Yeah.
And then on your birthday morning itself, you got another Nintendo Switch game, didn't you?
Yeah, I got Paper Mario The Origami Kingdom, which I have been enjoying very much. Another game that looks absolutely beautiful.
Mm.
The water in that game just looks amazing. Like
the whole thing is great. It's all made of paper. It's a paper or card. There's little coins that float around, but they're designed to look like, so they're made of like corrugated
card. It must have taken like so long to design every single thing. Even the toads must have taken like 5 minutes.
They all look like stickers, don't they? Like Mario does. He looks a bit like a sticker.
No, they all kind of look like just pieces of paper.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
Because they are pieces of paper.
Well, that's true.
And the fights, when you get into a fight, is also just amazing. You have to line up all the enemies and then stomp on them or smash them with a hammer.
It's like a real turn-based system, which you really seem to love.
I like turn-based games because it makes it fair.
Hmm, which is good. Yeah. And it's got quite a quirky sense of humour as well, I think.
Yeah,
Mario, hasn't it? It's not necessarily the same as your average Mario game. It's got a slight...
I mean, Odyssey's not that serious.
No, but there's a slightly surreal element to Paper Mario. We talked about that before, didn't we? How it's slightly sort of quirky and different.
Yeah.
It doesn't take itself too seriously. And obviously, no Mario games necessarily do, but...
No, because...
You're a plumber that fights a fire-breathing dragon dinosaur who steals a princess.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
And then even the Goombas. What?
Mushrooms with legs? What's all that about?
I don't know.
They are mushrooms, right? I always think they're mushrooms.
I've always... thought they weren't mushrooms.
Because I guess the toads are mushrooms. So some of these Goombas are just toads that went wrong?
Yeah, I think... No, I don't think they are toads that went wrong.
Maybe it's like gremlins. If you feed them after midnight or get them wet, toads turn into Goombas.
Huh, maybe. Or maybe we were overthinking it and they are just mushrooms with legs.
Yeah, that might make sense. I think
toads produce mushrooms, like the ones that you find in their levels. Like, they can go, like...
What, on the top of their heads?
Yeah.
Huh.
Weird. I think so, anyway. I don't know.
So, yes, you got Paper Mario and some cash, and then you got some Lego Mario and some cash.
Yeah.
And a Pro Controller, and then cash.
Talking more about the Pro Controller...
For the Switch, this is.
Yeah, for the Nintendo Switch, a Nintendo Purple Pro Controller. If...
Not just purple. Oh, no. Lilac Fantasy. Which is a truly awful name. It sounds like a... So your mum's currently watching the most recent season of RuPaul's Drag Race on Netflix. Lilac Fantasy sounds like a name of one of the contestants. Anyway, so you got the controller.
And the controller, if one of my family members are watching this... please can you tell the family member that got me this Pro Controller, thank you, 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 thank you. It is absolutely amazing, and it's helped me so much in video games. It's, like, truly one of the most awesome Christmas gifts ever.
It was a birthday present.
Birthday present. So, please tell a family member that's watching this, hopefully, please tell the family member that got me the Pro Controller.
It's a podcast. They won't be watching it.
Okay, listening, please tell them that it's an absolutely amazing gift. It's probably even in my top 10 birthday gifts.
Excellent. You almost say Christmas again.
Yeah,
well, I did. You also got some more Lego Mario, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Thank you also for that family member. It was very good. I've built it and put it into the course, and I'm excited to try out. I forgot the words there.
No worries. Your sister likes Lego Mario. Oh, she's a big fan.
Yeah.
Lego Mario getting quite a lot of playtime, I feel like.
Yeah.
You, me, your sister, we're all enjoying Lego Mario.
Yeah.
It's good. So, Rafferty had... I was talking to Rafferty about this on the day of his birthday. He may not have had a party, but never mind. But instead, Rafferty had pancakes for breakfast. Then he had basically cake for lunch.
Yeah.
Because we made him a cake in the shape of a Switch. Now,
because I like the Switch so much.
I'm not a bad baker. I can do cakes, bread, that kind of thing.
That Switch cake. Before you say it wasn't very good. It was good. I like it. I liked it.
I'm glad you liked it.
And everything apart from the ganache was delicious. Yeah. I liked the icing. I liked the way it looked, and I liked the cake.
Excellent.
It was all very good. You don't need to be so harsh on yourself.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you, Rafferty.
I think the icing was delicious. Okay. Perfect. Not too sweet and sweet.
So you had a Nintendo Switch cake, which you had quite a big chunk of.
Yeah, I had one of the controllers. Too much to handle.
Yeah, you had a whole controller. And then pizza for tea as well.
Yeah, pizza. And then a really good birthday, and we got some ice cream, and then we got some sweets, like...
Yeah, your mum had a great idea.
Yeah, we made our own sundaes with, like, Oreo biscuits and chocolate fingers, and all that delicious stuff. We put it in an ice cream sundae and ate it, literally. Ooh,
At one point, Rafferty was so eager to eat his ice cream sundae, he got too much ice cream and it wouldn't fit in his head.
It was just like an ice cream tongue.
Oh, it was fantastic. Oh, and yes, basically spent, when you weren't eating pancakes or cake or pizza or ice cream sundaes, you basically spent the whole day playing video games.
Yeah.
So you got to spend an entire day eating delicious food and playing video games.
I literally sat in the living room with my Pro Controller playing Paper Mario for ages.
Oh, it was great. What a spectacular day.
And that's what I've basically kind of been doing on the school days, just playing video games.
No, you've been doing lots of homeschooling, and we have been sticking very much to it. But so, Rafferty's birthday...
I am doing all the schoolwork.
Yeah, we are doing the schoolwork. But Rafferty's birthday weekend, it got off to a great start.
Yeah.
But the day after his birthday... We were looking, we were thinking, we were talking. Rafferty had managed, you know, what with his combined Christmas and birthday money? Because he hadn't really spent any of his Christmas money from his grandparents.
Apart from getting Cuphead.
And you bought one other thing as well, didn't you? That was a game. You bought that Stickman game.
Oh, yeah, that was 99p, though.
So anyway, so Raf had managed to build up a little reservoir of cash. Quite a substantial reservoir of cash.
I almost had £200.
Indeed. Which is not bad going, hey?
No, it's not.
So we had a little looky look, and we found... What did we find, Raf?
We found a TV. We found two TVs, but I only got one. Because I don't need...
Because two TVs is too many?
Yeah, and I didn't have that much money. First, we found one that was £120... £9?
Yep.
Yeah, and it looked really good. I was enthusiastic. But then Daddy pointed out something. It wasn't a smart TV, so I was like, what does that mean? And so you explained it. Well, smart TV, it's...
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So a smart TV is essentially a TV that's connected to the internet. So, you know, you can watch Netflix on it. You can compare it with an Alexa. You can watch YouTube on it, yeah. And all of this kind of thing. So we did find...
So we did find a £149 one, which was a smart TV, and it was quite big, and it looked very nice. And we went downstairs, we asked my mum, and...
She seemed to think it was a good idea.
So... I got my own TV.
So we bought it online from the website we were looking at. Shout out to Currys for having it in stock. Yeah. We collected it and then we checked it was available in our nearby shop. So we nipped out. We parked in the Currys car park. We sent them they sent us an email saying once you're here, check in. So we checked in. And then we saw people inside the shop milling around with their high-vis jackets and their face masks on, and then the doors opened. And then the Currys man wandered out, and he had a packet of printer toner in his hand for the car next to us. And then he wandered back in, and then shortly after, the doors opened again. And he had a TV in his hands, and he looked up and he went, yeah, that's ours. So they tell you to get out of your car and open the boot. So we opened the boot and then went and sat back in the car, and then he put the telly in the boot, and that's it. Within like 40 minutes, Rafferty had ordered and picked up his brand new telly. We got it home, we set it up, and it was ready to go.
And there's a bit that it gets even better. Daddy very nicely volunteered to put the Switch in my room so I could play the Switch on my new TV. It is amazing. I love that thing.
We've named the TV Jeff.
Yes.
We've connected Jeff to Alexa.
So I can just say, Alexa, turn on Jeff.
And that's exactly what we're actually recording this in Rafferty's room, and Alexa has just turned on Jeff. Alexa, turn Jeff off.
Boom. I just turned my TV on and off by using my voice.
And you can go to YouTube, go to Netflix. You know, you can set the right input for when you want to play on the Switch if you've been looking at other things.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Rafferty now has an entire suite of smart devices in her room.
Yeah, I've literally got a smart bulb, Alexa, a smart TV, and a smart boy.
Yeah.
I've got four smart things. Yeah, I've got four smart things in my room.
Well, you know what they say, one smart man, he felt smart. Two smart men, they felt smart. Three smart men, they all felt smart. You say it.
One smart man, he felt smart. Two smart men, they felt smart. Three smart men, they all felt smart.
Oh, well done. Excellent. That's good. It's tricky, that one. It's tricky.
It's really funny when you feel it, though.
Why? What happens, Rafferty?
I don't know. Why don't you try and feel it?
One smart man, he smelt fart. Oh!
It's very funny.
Indeed.
So, yes.
You have a good tongue, Krista. So, Rafferty, as birthday weekends go, how would you say your birthday weekend rated on a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
10? Wow! Yes,
it was an amazing birthday. I got a TV, I got a Pro Controller, I got more Lego Mario, I got, money.
Paper Mario.
Paper Mario.
Cake, pizza, games!
Yes, lovely things that I loved. So... I had a pretty solid birthday weekend.
sounds right. Yeah, sounds right. Sounds fine.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I loved it so much. And if people that are watching, family members, if you're watching this,
again, it's a podcast. Nobody's watching.
Well, Dad, you don't need to point out every single little hole. By the end of it, it'll be covered in. It'll be as holy as Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese.
I like Swiss cheese. It's nice.
Family members, if you are listening to this, then I absolutely loved my presents. They are amazing. Thank you so much.
Excellent. That was great. So, the other thing we should talk about ever so briefly, perhaps, is... So, Rafferty started getting into this new habit where we've got a dog, as some of you listeners probably know, and the dog gets walked twice a day. I walk him once in the morning, and then I walk him again in the evening. So in the last couple of days, Rafferty has started joining me.
Yeah.
When I walk the dog in the evening. And last night we started something new and interesting. What did we start last night, Raf?
We started like an old RPG game where there's a hero and he travels across the world fighting enemies and upgrading loot and weapons, baby.
That's right. We're sort of playing a kind of a verbal Dungeons and Dragons game almost, where you're being your character and I'm creating enemies and people to meet and missions and all this kind of stuff as we walk around.
I do really want to try out Dungeons and Dragons. It seems like it's a lot of fun.
I think it probably is.
It's just it's expensive.
God, we've never sounded nerdier, have we?
No, we haven't. Oh yes, I want to try out Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I think you'll find that's a D10 roll, resulting in instant liquefaction of your character.
Oh no!
I mean, we're being really horrible about Dungeons and Dragons, but it does genuinely seem like it's really fun, because you get to use your imagination, you get to have all kinds of fun.
It's just expensive. Like, one book is £20.
Well, I guess that's why it's fun if we sort of do this, you know, ersatz version if we walk around.
We could just create our own books.
We could, but that requires a lot of time and effort and thought. And unfortunately, I am not time rich.
I'm not doing it either.
Well, no, I mean, that's fair enough.
We could just go halvesies. We could just get one book and go halvesies on it.
Maybe. Maybe we can try and do something together. Who knows? Anyway, we'll not worry about that. The point is, we've been walking around in our nearby town and village area with a dog on a lead in the dark, talking about goblins and traders and upgrading weapons and spells and attacks and all kinds of stuff.
Like right now, if you don't subscribe to Raph Wins, I'm gonna hit you with my chipped blade and do 24 damage.
24 damage? That's gotta be a critical hit. Oh my goodness.
No. Wow. Are you subscribed?
I'm already subscribed.
No, I was talking to them.
Oh. Are you threatening our listeners? You can't threaten the listeners.
I mean, YouTubers do that. They're like, bah. So you should like and subscribe now.
But what? Wait, what?
They're like, I've got something. You should subscribe and like right now, otherwise this thing is gonna go something.
Well, that's not the same as threatening the well-being of the people that have taken the time out of their days to listen to us witter on about me buying a telly.
Okay, please can you just subscribe to Raph Wins? It would help me so much. I literally don't have that any subscribers.
You're about 13.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you know what you need for Raph Wins? New content.
Yes.
You got to get some new content.
I need to get Minecraft on my tablet.
Maybe I can upload all the pods onto YouTube. Maybe that might help get you some content. You don't want to do that?
Nah.
Fair enough.
So...
So, to summarise, Raph and I are a pair of massive nerds, and Rafty had really quite a lovely birthday weekend.
Yeah.
So, it turns out that's quite handy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is good. And I don't know if there is too much more else to talk about this week, is there? I think your birthday weekend really dominated proceedings.
Yeah, that's because it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Oh, well, sorry, wait, I say that like I wasn't really listening there. I'm saying, wow, that's excellent. That is good. I'm very pleased that it was so amazing.
So, on that note, we will be ending this episode of the Middle Child Syndrome podcast.
You got the name right! Yay! Middle Child Syndrome podcast! Woo, woo, woo.
So, we hope you enjoyed very much. We put a lot of time and effort into these.
Do we? I thought we just sat down and chatted for half an hour.
Yeah, that too.
Don't mislead the good people. Just plonk the phone down, start recording, and chat on for half an hour. We've got like a vague idea of what we're going to be talking about, but
so we really hope you enjoyed. And now from a word from our sponsor. Do you have unsized flip flops? If you do, contact Rafferty and he'll eat them and poop them out regular sized.
Do you have a dry, crusty butt? What you need is Hairy Joe's butt cream. It will make your butt squeaky clean and baby smooth.
Okay, we're going
to
stop there.
All you have to do is pay $99.99 every month for 24 months and your butt will be perfect once again. Back to the show.
That's £999.
Well, I mean, you know, is that a high price to pay for a perfect bottom?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, on that note, I think it's probably best that we end. Before we have any more filthy bottom talk from Rafferty.
Yes. Wait, what? No! That was
bye,
you!
Everyone.
Bye. Bye! Bye, 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 bye!